Aloha.
Check out her underwear or something like.
He's killed this woman for her Charlie's Angels money.
Welcome. We are back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome back. Episode number 353, I think. First of the new year, 2021. Hoping good things, better things this year for everyone. If you have not heard, we did a special bonus pod with myself and Ed and our friend Molly McAleer last week because we had to break down what was going on with Hilaria Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's wife, being a fake Spaniard. It's fantastic. I threw half of it up on the free portion of the show and half of it up on the Red Circle page. So if you're not a Red Circle subscriber, and you want to hear the rest of that, just go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page. Subscribe there. And you can listen to it and you can unsubscribe, but I guarantee you, you're not going to want to because we put all the bonus stuff there. So it's a good little thing to have in your pocket if you're into that kind of thing. I am joined now, as I am every week, by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, that was fun talking about Hillary or Hilaria.
Yeah, Hillary from Boston.
And my buddy today brought up something that is kind of along the same lines. I thought it was worth examining. He has a work colleague, friend, who was born in Spain, but moved to Westport, Connecticut before he was five. Went by George. Went by George his whole life.
Yep.
His legal name is Jordi, I guess. That was like in Spain. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's 41, and he announced on Facebook that he would like to be called Jordi.
You got to make that call. You definitely before your age starts with a 4. I would say your age needs to start with a 1.
I think you have a couple of opportunities. You know, what's going on in you know, grade school. Then when you get to college, you can make that switch then.
Yeah, yeah, sure. It's, you know, like, it's all okay, you get all new Jordi, friends like, at that point.
Because it's a full reset.
Yeah.
I suppose you could also pull it off when you start your professional career.
Yep. Yeah. No, you can. You can.
You know, because, right?
Depends on the business.
Again, it's a fresh start.
Yeah, totally.
But you can't be midway through the game and say, you know, I'm a different team. You can't.
No.
Right? I mean, like, you know, we know about Hilaria. And she was changing it up, but she was also changing, like, identity and everything. She was going crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different thing.
She's a treasure.
But still, I think my buddy should send back on Facebook. Sorry.
Can't
rejected.
Help you. Can't help you. It's, you know, like, you're Ed. You probably got Ed pretty early into adulthood. Take, for instance, and we discussed on the show before, another Ed. Eddie Vedder.
Right.
He can't be Ed now. He's Eddie.
Well, I actually have heard interviews with like Jeff Amen and or Amen, whatever, however you pronounce it.
Yep.
And they call him Ed. I think in the band, like they'll refer to his him
buddies.
As Ed.
His buddies. What about New York Yankees right field? No. DH. Mike Stanton from the San Fernando Valley,
okay,
who gets a cup of coffee with the Marlins, has a nice year, and the next year comes back Giancarlo.
He changed his race, everything?
Well, I think he would, the race was the same, was always there. I don't know about that, but he's
it's fun. I mean, these guys do have these monster like half seasons, but the Yankees, they just have always this crazy lineup. And so these protected batters come out of nowhere and have a really hot second half of one year. And these fans are falling, just tripping over their dicks to buy their little Yankee t-shirts with their name on it. And I could rattle off 15 over my childhood. That's this is the next guy, Shane Spencer, all these random guys, and they just turn into nothing. And the guys who become big stars are the ones they sign for $20 billion.
Right. Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah. I've got a couple things. Over the break, I was kind of just doing really nothing and just watching all kinds of streaming stuff. I watched the Bee Gees doc on...
it's very good.
I liked it. I really liked it. And I don't care about the Bee Gees.
Yeah, but then you go back and hear their songs and you're like, these guys are fucking amazing.
They wrote Islands in the Stream. Yep. Like we know about more songs than we realize. But I enjoyed it. I felt like I could have done with a little more on Andy.
Yeah, he
wasn't part of the Bee Gees, but it seemed like, you know, when you flame out at 30.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of story there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, when you're producing the thing or whatever, you know, when you control the story, you might not want to do a whole warts and all thing.
Right.
Right.
There was one 5-minute segment where the guys in the studio talked about how they came up with the whole baseline of Staying Alive. And they're like, and then they just moved on. And I was thinking, that was such a monumental music achievement. It was like just a 5-minute throwaway segment to that. Baseline is an all-timer.
Was it when they were driving in the golf cart and they went over the bridge?
I don't know. I was mostly not watching as it was happening, but I was taking down Christmas decorations and shit.
Good for you.
But I enjoyed it. Another thing I had on sort of in the background, I was researching a column I'm writing. I watched a bunch of the Pistorius 30 for 30. And my God, I remembered knowing that his girlfriend was beautiful, but
Reva
was spectacular looking.
She was stunning. And she was a model and a lawyer.
Yeah. And it shouldn't make it sadder, but it does.
Of course it does.
And they set the table on how much he meant because South Africa was just a laughing stock and they finally had somebody. And like, they even do like a little interview with the guy who made it. And he's like, and people don't know the real story. And I think I've watched about 5 hours worth of this documentary. It's like multi-part, much like a lot of documentaries, just too many parts, too long. And it's what you thought. It's exactly what you thought.
Sure.
It's exactly what you thought.
He would shoot his gun out of like moving cars. He discharged it in a restaurant or something, but he was
had rage issues too.
Yeah. He was like the most famous South African. Now let's get to the bottom of this. I know people think I'm crazy, but he had springs attached to his femurs. And I get it. It's not real legs.
There was one part and I zipped through it because they were trying to justify how his leg rotations, his upper leg rotations were the same as able body. You know, he wasn't getting an advance. They did this whole thing and it was super boring. And I just skipped ahead like a half hour.
But there's another South African runner, Caster Semenya, who's a champion as well.
Right.
And she's been banned. First of all, she was put through this horrible.
Yeah, the ringer.
They had to inspect her genitals. They had to run all these tests on her because it turns out her body naturally produces more testosterone than nearly every woman.
And so they're testing an Olympian and saying, hey, you're sort of superhuman.
Yeah.
When that's what the Olympics are.
Right. So you know who else is superhuman? Michael Phelps. That's why he wins Usain all those Bolt. Fucking gold medals. Yeah. Usain Bolt. Same thing. And so it's like, but she's banned. She cannot compete. They told her, oh, you can compete, but you have to take some drug to make your body produce less testosterone because you have an unfair advantage. What? Being born?
Right. That's just sad. Hey, double standard.
Bullshit. Fuck the Olympics. And yet they let a fucking guy from the same country run with fucking springs
pogo sticks
for legs. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Go fuck off.
And another thing, it was great, but it ran really long. I think next year in review is a two-parter. I mean,
yeah.
COVID and the election caused a lot of stuff.
Well, so many people died.
But right. But I skipped when I was skimming the last few months, probably the most important figure of the year who died, John Lewis. Give the year without saying that guy died. He was one of the greatest Americans.
The real deal.
And finally, I got a Hulu pop-up ad. When you log on, it just shows you what, hey, you might be interested in this. And I don't know why they thought it, but they were correct. My Father BTK, the 2020 special.
Really?
I texted you.
Yeah.
So it was pretty boring, but I couldn't stop because I just wanted to see like when he got caught and stuff. And then the daughter, so she's writing a book like My Dad the Serial Killer, and she's trying to justify and compartmentalize and saying, well, that guy loved me and that's a different guy. And
no.
He's, whatever.
Yep.
I get it. She's fucked up. Her dad is BTK.
Yeah.
But the best is she goes, she has like a 5-year-old daughter, a 4-year-old daughter, and she was talking to her daughter about her grandparents on the other side. She's like, where's my other grandpa? She goes, he's in jail. And my daughter said, what's jail? And I said, it's like a long time out. And I was thinking, your daughter probably knows what jail is, but you're calling it jail.
It's because they're from Kansas, though. They like the middle of the country. Jill? They pronounce all sorts of
that's
shit fucked
not
up.
An accent. Jill.
Jill. I don't know. Yeah. Well, it's like people mispronounce crayon.
Crayon. Crown.
Crown.
Don't people call it crown.
It's crown. Like, crayon. It's crayon. Called. It's a fucking crayon. Or
two syllables.
Right. Or if it's a colored pencil in Canada, it's a pencil crayon.
Well, I kind of like that one.
And I like that one too. I mean, there would have to be a lot of explaining if your dad –
I think I would just say he's dead.
Not just like a run-of-the-mill serial killer.
He was BTK.
Yeah, bind, torture, kill.
And you know what's funny is I know about him, but I didn't know all the details. Like he started striking in the 70s. And he was very frustrated because Ted Bundy was getting a lot of pub.
Well, Ted Bundy was very handsome.
Yes.
Have you seen BTK?
It's so funny that guy was all jealous. What does he have that I don't have? Well, he's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
You're unknown and you're weird.
Yeah, super weird. You're binding, you're torturing, weird. You're killing.
People don't like want to glorify. This is like – it's not like – a quick murder. He was doing real weird, crazy shit. And he was a Cub Scout leader.
Yeah. And they got him with his church computer. He sent him that floppy and they tracked it. They tracked it back to the Commodore 64 at his fucking church.
Yeah. And from the church. And a bunch of his murders happened where he'd take his son on the overnight camping Cub Scout missions. He's like, yeah, I just got to go do something. He'd disappear to bind and torture and kill somebody. And then he'd come back and make hash browns in the morning.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. That's why he did it. He pushed his son, like sports dads are forcing it. Yep. He forced his son into scouting. So he had an alibi.
Yeah. I read something recently that the serial killer has gone the way of the dodo. It's just,
it's huge in the 70s,
yeah,
right?
70s and 80s, there was a lot of serial killings going on. But I think it's a lot like the mob.
where it's,
is it because you can be tracked so easily?
Yes, there's too many Ring doorbell cameras, DNA. They get you after the first. Like, you're probably planning to do serialized murderings, but they get you after the first one. And they got this, I can't remember his name, but there was this guy, the last serial killer was this guy, this young guy in Alaska, and he was like a contractor. And they got him, and he like confessed. I think he ended up killing himself in jail. But he's like, here's how you do it. And he would like schedule a week off, and he would fly somewhere, and then he would rent a car, and then he would drive that car like 700 miles from wherever he rented it. And then he would pick just completely random people and murder them.
That'll do it.
Yeah. And then drive back to where he flew in, fly home. And he's like, you got to completely separate yourself from the place and the people. He's like, you have to just kill random. Oh, and he'd do it all different ways. So he'd fucking knife murder people. He'd gun murder people, right. Bludgeon.
You can't find the weapon.
Right.
If you're doing it all the same right. way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the serial killing. It's just not what it used to be. I was driving in downtown LA this weekend, and I drove past the Hotel Cecil, which is like one of these like transient hotels.
Okay.
And it's the one a few years ago, this woman from Canada, she was like on a psychotic break, they think. And she flew to LA and she booked herself. She was young. She booked herself into the Hotel Cecil, and there's video of her like freaking out on the elevator, like getting in and out of the elevator and like looking down the hallway. And then she went missing, and they looked all over for her, and they found her like a couple weeks later in the water tank on the roof that like fed, that was like the drinking water and the shower water. It was the water for the hotel was fed by this refillable tank on the roof, and they couldn't figure, they're like, did somebody put her in there? But there's no way like a human being couldn't have lifted her. It was too, you had to go up a ladder. She killed herself. But it reminded me that the Hotel Cecil is also where Richard Ramirez, who really, he terrorized my childhood. I still remember the words when he was convicted. It was a big LA story, right?
He had bad teeth.
Yeah, he was really terrifying looking, so scary. By the way, I believe he was married multiple times in the joint. He was one of these ones that had many admirers. But he was doing his murders and living in the Hotel Cecil at the time, and he would come home, strip off all his murder clothes in the alley, and just throw them in the dumpster, and then just walk through the lobby naked and go up to his room and bask in the glory of the satanic ritual killings that he did earlier that night. If you want to be extremely terrified, I would suggest going on Richard Ramirez Wikipedia page, which is extensive, and reading it beginning to end, because it is really good.
He killed lots of people, but he killed an Asian accountant named Peter Pan. He even murdered Peter Pan.
Yeah, he did. And he, you know what he would do? He'd come through that unlocked door or window. It was always unlocked. And he just let himself in. Yeah, the Night Stalker. They blamed it on AC/DC.
And he wasn't even, I just quickly looked at my book.
Yeah.
He wasn't even my top serial killer of the early 80s. You had Gary Ridgway, the Green River.
Yeah. Expert on the Green River killer. Of course, Jason Stewart, who was in the Lifetime movie. Murder.
He was killing just scores of hookers on the SeaTac, Seattle Tacoma Strip.
Yeah, he would just he would go. I think he was also married, and he would be like, "Honey, I gotta go out. I gotta go to." Or yeah, I think he was like a cook.
Scratching itch.
I think he was like a cook in a cafeteria, and he would get off work late at night, and he would.
Like BTK. He brought a squirt bottle and mini comb to straighten his hair and mustache constantly.
Well, oh, really?
The songs were there. Well, when you see a guy combing their mustache, they're probably no dead bodies. They know where they are.
Anybody that's overly fastidious,
that's right,
in general, is suspect. Anybody that's like really where they're like where they do that thing where they're standing there talking to you and they lick the tip of their finger and then they pick a piece of lint off your lapel.
Oh yeah, that's a get out.
Right.
If you have a vape whistle, blow
yes,
it then.
Yes. Yeah. No. I thought it would be fun for me. So the NFL season ended this week.
Right.
And I know I follow nothing. I know my Chargers were bad.
Although, what's his name? Herbert.
He's good.
Really good.
He's really good.
And in college, he was just one of those guys with talent, but you weren't seeing tons of results. Yeah. He is excellent.
He's really good. So there's chances for that, but I'm on new teams now. I think I might be a Bills fan and or
they're fun
and or Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I'm on board with both of those.
Yep. Okay.
So the AFC is way more fun than the NFC.
Totally agree. So and the AFC, I think I would be able to guess the playoff teams for the AFC. The NFC, I'm going to have a harder time with.
Do you know who has the bye in the AFC?
Okay. Am I allowed
only one this year? They're doing it different.
Only one.
One team gets the bye.
So am I allowed to make notes or write them down as I go? Okay. So the AFC, the number one team in the it's the Chiefs.
Right. Okay. They're going to win it again.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Chiefs. Okay. I know the Bills, right? Are in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're like the 2 or 3 seed. Yeah, they had a great year.
Steelers, right?
Steelers got off to an 11-0 start.
Yep, lost 3 in a row.
12-4.
Yep.
Finished 12-4. So they're a problem. Steelers? I wouldn't bet them.
Yep, but they're going to I only know this cuz this is the one game I watched all season. It was this Sunday and it was the Browns versus the Steelers and the Browns won and the Browns so that meant the Browns were in the playoffs and the Browns I believe are going to play the Steelers again in one of those rare play them 2 weeks in a row playoff things. So the Browns are in. Now, how many teams – are there 6 teams in the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
Chiefs – there's 7 on each side this year. They added one because of COVID.
That doesn't make much sense. Okay. Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Browns. Okay, that's 4. We need somebody from – only one team from – I'm already running out here. Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Browns. The Raiders didn't make it, right?
No, they did not.
The Pats definitely didn't make it.
They did not.
Not the Miami Dolphins wouldn't have made it. Oof, I thought I'd do better than this.
Okay.
Yeah, hint.
Yet another team from the NFC AFC North is in.
Oh, Indy, of course.
Well, they're in the South, actually.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so Indy.
Colts are playing the Bills.
Indy Bills. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, from the AFC North.
There's a North versus a South matchup that you haven't gotten either team.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
One is traditionally a good AFC North team, has an awesome quarterback.
Okay, you're going to have to tell me.
Lamar Jackson.
Oh, the Ravens, of course.
They are playing. I honestly think this guy is the greatest running back of all time.
Oh, Derrick Henry. He's so good. He's
faster than D-backs, and he can truck or stiff arm anybody on the field.
He's like bigger than your biggest defensive end, but also much faster and more ready to be hit. He's ready to administer it.
Yeah. Like he has a bunch of long runs, and when it's a foot race, you see him separate from the D-backs. Now, you never see that.
Has he always was he drafted by the Titans?
Yes. Oh. He's been good, but it's like he's just getting better and better.
Yeah. He's unreal. He's really good. I like him. I might be a Titans guy. Although I mostly go by uniforms, and Titans kind of have ugly uniforms.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. The flaming thumbtack symbol.
Yeah. Okay. So now NFC. I thought I was going to do better on the AFC. I'm going to do NFC. Okay. I know the Packers, Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, they're good. I mean, he's always good, but it's not the most like dominant. No. Like the AFC, their one seed is the Chiefs, and you could easily see them just blowing through everybody.
Right,
but Packers, I don't know. Maybe.
Packers. I don't know. I can't root for them. That's for sure. okay, I know the Seahawks. Right.
Yeah,
they're gonna be there. I know because our close friend. Who was, if you haven't listened yet, go back and listen to our year in review show, episode 352 with our friend Travis Rogers. He works for the Rams, and the Rams had a guy last week. I watched a little bit of this game.
Oh, yeah.
They had a guy who'd never played in the NFL before. He came from that like pretend league that was like a couple years ago, the AAF.
Oh, yeah.
AAL or something.
Not even the XFL, this other one.
Yeah, he was every throw he threw was a little bit closer to the guy from the other team than his own team.
Yeah, I read their strategy because do you know who they're playing?
They played the Cardinals.
No, do you know who they're playing this week?
Oh, they're playing the Seahawks?
Yes.
Oh, they are.
Okay. And I read somebody like, well, they're going to do their best to keep this low scoring and grind it out. It's like, yeah, no shit. Do you see that guy throw?
Yes, he can't throw, but he could run. I saw like one series. He ran for like 3 9-yard runs in a row.
Right, but you're going to have to just very short. I mean, there won't be one long pass.
Yeah, they're gonna do what they call stack the box. They're gonna put 8 men in the box, as they say. Okay, Packers, Seahawks, Rams. Okay, so there's a central. There's teams in the middle of. Oh wait, the East. The East is hard. Is that the Giants?
No. There's only one division champion.
The Washington football team?
That is correct. They won it. 7-9. They won it. Everybody else was 6-10.
I gotta be honest. I'm happy for you. I get really freaked out with that Alex Smith out there. Like he had 17 surgeries on his leg and they're like, look, he's healed. And then they show him walking and he's got this big thing wrapped around
limps.
And he limps. I'm like, that is not healed.
He can't throw off his back leg. It's not good. And he's another one who cannot throw it downfield at this point.
Yes. He never was a down the field guy.
And they cut their first round pick of last year, Dwayne Haskins, because he's a fucking idiot. And he was terrible, like a turnover machine.
Oh, yeah.
But it's what they're probably leaning towards is they're going to go with a guy that they signed to their practice squad on December 8th.
Oh, that's,
so I love this team.
Yes.
I love Chase Young.
It's a win that they got in.
Yeah. That's right. And that's the victory for the year. But Chase Young, I could see him. They're not going to win.
No.
But I could see him getting some good shots on a guy I would love to see take some shots. Do you know who they're playing?
Hold on. So I know – I just guessed another team that's going to be there, the Saints, right?
Right.
But that's not who –
That's not who they're playing.
The Washington football team is playing. Drew Brees, I heard, broke 11 ribs, and I'm almost positive you only have 12. And we learned – I think we learned on an episode recently that Eve was actually made from Adam's dick bone and not his 13th rib.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So I don't know how you can live after breaking 11 ribs, much less play football a few weeks later. But he's there. Okay, hold on. Packers, Seahawks, Rams. So I need two more. Oh, Tampa.
That's who Washington's.
Oh, I would like that. You know what?
So they're going to beat Washington.
Yeah.
But I could see Tom Brady getting rocked. This guy, Chase Young, is like one of the, he's a rookie. He's one of the top five defensive players in the league.
He's from Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
would like to see I like how Tom Brady's like, I'm going to Tampa and we're going to be stacked. And everybody's like, they're going to the Super Bowl. And then they like kind of sucked.
Yeah, like they got Antonio Brown.
Yep.
The last few weeks he's been catching these bombs. That team's not winning shit. They're like exciting in games, but they will not win the Super Bowl.
And it's not like they suck despite Tom Brady. They suck and Tom Brady pretty much sucks too. And even his coach, I heard, who I think used to be the coach of the Cardinals. Is he the guy that wears those newsboy caps?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really old. Himself.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians.
Yeah, he talks shit about Tom Brady, which I liked. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, there's one more. All right, we got two from the Western Division. Okay, we got one from the East, the South. Two.
Tell me if you want any hints.
Oh, it's the Bears.
That's right. I was going to say it's a team that has never, not once, had a good quarterback.
No, never. They can't. They can't. It's just they're like a cursed franchise because they picked that Mitchell Trubisky guy, and when they could have had Lamar Jackson, and who's the guy in Houston that's real good?
Oh, and Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
I lost some money this weekend because Deshaun Watson in a game that they just didn't have anything to play for. Guys, fucking awesome. And it's one more reason that every Texans fan should want to just get a free shot on Bill O'Brien. He gutted that team. He got rid of Nuke Hopkins.
He gave away the best receiver in the league because he didn't like him. Can you imagine?
Deshaun Watson is really... to say he's trying to make chicken salad out of chicken shit is an underestimate. He's got nothing to work with, and he's so fucking good. He's a great, great player.
He's
Mitch Trubisky.
Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, he's another guy. He's Mitch, and then he's like, call me Mitchell.
No. You're a fucking NFL quarterback. That's a Mitch kind of position.
And no one's called Mitchell.
Out of here.
Mitchell, Mitch. Okay, that was pretty fun. I'll watch some games. I'm going to get kind of into it. It does kind of bum me out when there's two things that bum me out. It bums me out when they're playing a game and there's no one there, but it also kind of bums me out a little bit more when they're playing games and there's like, you know, a third of the people there. The way they seat them, they seat people like directly in front of other people. And I don't think there's a big COVID risk there anyway, but it's like stagger the people.
It does give me an uneasy feeling because it's like a serial killer.
Yes. They're like in lines.
This is not right. They're supposed to be staggered.
Yes. Stagger the people. They'll just line them up.
X's. When you look at the crowd, there should be X's worth of people. Yes. Instead, it's like these weird wiggly lines.
It's super weird. Like,
if the guy behind you has a bad cough, it's landing on your head.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Yes. I totally agree with you. Like, I'm not opposed to them doing like limited engagement for the fans. It's just there's a better way to seat people, I think. You got the whole fucking stadium. You got plenty of room.
Right. There's like 80,000 people and they're seating, I don't know, 15.
It's great.
There should not ever be somebody right behind the other
person. No, I totally agree with you. Okay. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish, 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 Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit, 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 shit.
He's
back and got the
tits, 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 tits. Oh, hold on. Wait, just reset. Somebody told me they hate when I can't play. I don't have an engineer here. I'm doing this myself.
You're doing everything.
That's right. Let's try it again.
Hey, guys. I'm listening to the year in review.
So soothing.
Getting, I think, into February.
Tones.
Yeah. And I had to call in at that point before it got too much further. And I forgot what I wanted to say. But real quick, before I even get to that, I just hope that my wife talks about me the same way Travis Rogers talks about hot rolls and butter. If she does, I've got it made.
Travis has a weird, not weird. Travis.
Did he say this on our show?
I don't remember, but I have heard him say before. Oftentimes he will, like when he's talking. Oh, I think I remember when we're talking about how they bring you bread at the restaurant, you try to resist it, but it's just so good.
Oh, yeah,
and
he's
like, oh, and they bring you those warm rolls. Oftentimes, Travis will describe food items as wonderful. And it's really, I mean, he must not have done it, because I think I would remember, because it really gives me like a queasy feeling. Like if your dad points out a chick's ass or something,
yes.
You know, you're like, yeah. Hey, dad, no, we're not doing that today. Okay. It's so I get the same feeling when Trav calls it food item. Oh, those are wonderful. It's a little.
Yeah, I know that. I know the feeling you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's a.
I took my dad to a fight one time. Maybe it was Bernard Hopkins or something. And we were right next to a bricklayer and his woman. And the woman wasn't wearing much. And my dad's like, ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, check out her underwear or something like that. Yeah. Like, you know, she had like the whale tail or something. And I was like, we're not going to do this.
Check out her underwear.
And it was something like that. It might not have been that. And my dad's not like a super dorky guy, but he's my dad.
Right.
He's my dad. Yeah. And I can't have that.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a little off-putting.
But going back to the year in review, and I just heard Brian's comment about Dick Clark and his impersonation, and I've been waiting to use this line for a while since I heard Brian utter it a month or two ago. But Brian, you are a diamond. Don't ever forget, you are a diamond. Take care, guys.
I don't do a Dick Clark. Like, I'm not the voice guy.
You know what? Like, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted like the morning after. Like,
I think it was LSU.
Yeah, you stayed in character, and I was like, what? There are times, especially on a three-person pod, where one of the people will, like, cut out. Or if, like, Travis happened to mutter something at the same time you were doing that, I just don't hear anything.
Yeah.
So I went back and heard it, and it was pretty great. Yeah. I just didn't hear it at the time.
Yeah, I didn't – I mean, it's – yeah, I'm not a guy for voices. Thank you for that, LSU. Let's do a couple quick – emails. I'll be honest, it's rare that I notice something like this, but I was just, and the past couple weeks the emails have, I got a little lax, and the past couple weeks the emails have been, there has been stuff in there that I would not say, and so it screws me up because I can't read. So I'm like, this time I'm just gonna have them, I'm gonna paste them into a document like I used to do, just so they're there and I can kind of like preview them, so I like to have the fresh reaction, but also I don't,
but there have been some ones that have pushed
the, when they're very crass. You guys, you can say the things you want to say, but you have to find a way to euphemize it and make it less crass, because I don't want to read it if it's real crass like that. Because if you listen to me, I don't talk like that. I don't say S my D and all these very crass phrasings that you guys use. I find very interesting and funny ways to say things that convey the same thing. So this week I was like, oh, I'm going to paste, you know, we got a couple emails. I paste them into a thing, and I realized we had a nice consistent run out of old Pete and Pocatello.
He's taking it.
Yeah, Pete Perkins and Pocatello. And I was like, oh, there's nothing from Pete. There's no Lewis Hamilton's poon.
And, Ed in quotes.
Right. Ed in quotes, high heel boots. And it's like, I was like, I hope he's okay. You know, it's like, right. You know, you hear from somebody all the time, and all of a sudden you don't.
Yeah, you hope he didn't get ished.
Yeah, yes, you don't want an ishing to have occurred. You know, it's just. But then I realized I think the F1 season has ended, so it could.
So I mean, he's going through the sads.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah.
The sads are the post.
Yes.
F1 season.
Yeah. Yes, it must be. It's that's a good point. It's that time of year. Seasonal affective disorder. Like, it's just everyone's post holidays.
It's tough. It's a malaise.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. And if you're going through real depression, man, I read this awful. The congressman from Maryland, his son took his own life. Oh. And it's like, my God, you just reach out. There's so many people who want to help.
It's absolutely
not
true.
To get a serious PSA,
yeah.
But like,
yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah, there are, like, it's just crazy. There are always people who love you,
yep.
And it's sad. Like when you just people just give up.
And you're not always going to feel that way. It feels like you're always going to feel that way. And you're not always going to feel that way. So just tell somebody that you're feeling that way. I know it's hard. I know you feel like a burden. Just say something to somebody. They will help you. I guarantee it. On that note, ballers, thank you guys for all you have done to make 2020 as bearable as possible. You have introduced us to multiple females this year, which is a miracle in itself. Please tell Malls and TPC I said, hey, during this episode, I got two commercials for South Carolina. Oh, yeah, I noticed that too. I'm not sure if I'm the target audience for such since I'm already stuck in South Carolina. Here's to 2021. Hashtag Red Circle. Hashtag current episode. Hashtag Friday Facts. Hashtag Deuce Deuces. Hashtag TPC sounds hot. That's from CB in South Carolina. Hey, Ed, I noticed that too. We did the – so I didn't know – that the commercials that they plug in to our show were tailored to local audiences. So we did that. We did the Hilaria Baldwin show last week.
Yeah.
And I don't remember why. I don't usually listen, but I started playing it for some reason. And the commercial that led off the show was in fucking Spanish. The whole thing was in, and it was a commercial for a local grocery store here, Stater Brothers. Oh, wow. And I was like,
but it's local to you, right? Because I got, when I listened back to one of them, I think I heard like a New York area one.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that they tailor it that specific.
Me too, because I had heard before an Amazon one. And I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense. You know, that's, they'll just plug in like generic commercials on the show and, you know, Amazon, that makes sense to do. But then I was like, wait, this whole thing's in Spanish and it's for a local grocery store. So yes, CB in SC, you are getting, I don't know why they would be doing the South Carolina Visitors Bureau to people that are already in South Carolina. But
CB is clearly one of the more sophisticated South Carolinians, but you
that's
know,
true. That's true.
There's some problems in that state. There are a lot of people that need to be convinced to go visit South Carolina.
They really want to hold on to their history there.
They do.
And it's not.
And those are the people that don't really know much about anything.
Right. It's not a pause. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, you would know because, of course, you're a history expert, having written the book Heroes and Jerks, the history tome, available now on Amazon.com. The South Carolina, I believe, was the first state to secede.
They sent the letter.
Yeah.
Saying we're out.
Yeah, we're out of here. And then they were the first to secede, and then they were the last ones holding on to that.
Begrudgingly to admit defeat.
Yeah, it's a bad look. Okay, another email.
Oh, and one thing I mean, obviously we can ask her whenever she comes back, but I feel like just saying the connoisseur or TPC, I don't know, to me kind of sounds like a grosser version of what's going on. TP? It's the toilet paper, you know? Like.
Penis connoisseur. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I understand you want to abbreviate it.
Yeah.
Penis expert, but TPC, I feel like, I mean, obviously,
we
should all be able to choose our abbreviations, but I can't imagine I think
maybe I started that. So it doesn't have to be that TPC. Speaking of that, this week on Twitter, our listener or Twitter follower, longtime Twitter follower, the Guru Stu.
Yeah.
He was bragging about having a baby's arm holding an apple.
What?
Apparently he's really dicked up. So
this one way to confirm it.
He could volunteer for our own penis expert, the penis connoisseur here, just saying. Okay, one more email. Bri Bex and Easy Eduardo. I'm assuming you've seen that guy in the convenience store getting twisted teed. What's more embarrassing, the guy getting teed up or everyone now knowing The other guy purposely drinks Twisted Tea. Thanks, Dean. First ballot TBLS Hall of Famer. Wore a hobo hitting Manuel over the head with his bindle for calling him a bum. That is from Dean. Ed, are you familiar with this video? Because I saw this on, I think, Instagram this weekend.
No. There's a video?
It's a convenience store. I don't know how you would search it, but it's a very rewarding video. It's a convenience store situation. Somebody's recording with their phone, and there's a Caucasian gentleman that's freely using the N-word towards a gentleman of color who happens to be standing there waiting to buy a tall can beverage. I didn't realize it was Twisted Tea till this moment. I thought it could be an Arizona iced tea. It definitely, the can was kind of yellow, so that makes sense. Twisted Tea. And the guy just, he says it one too many times. I would argue that one time would be one too many times, but the African-American gentleman, the black dude, was like, "Hey, I told you not to say that." And he bombs him in the head with the Twisted Tea, and the tea explodes. And I would argue the tea saved him, because he doesn't go unconscious. He knocks him into like the rack of chips or candy bars or whatever. But he immediately, like, there it is. He immediately stumbles back to his feet. And I argued, I was watching it with my son, I argue that the tea can actually buffered. If he had just gone with an open hand slap, the guy would have for sure gone unconscious. But there was actually a bit of a softening of the blow because of the liquid in the tea can shooting out when it hit him in the head. Of course, he then stumbled forward, and then the black guy threw him on the ground and bombed him directly into the dome a few times more, to the point where the other shoppers at the store were like, "Hey man, stop, stop. It's too much. It's too much. We're recording it. It's a little too much." And he's like, and he signed off with a, "Hey, I told you not to call me that." And you can't really blame him. Like, he did tell him not to do that, and the guy got what he deserved. I don't know about Twisted Tea, but I think it's like in the Four Loko category, where it's extremely high alcohol.
That is a satisfying shot.
Yeah, it's nice, right? It's good.
Oh, and he's getting bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He deserves everything coming to him.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to make a confession. I have had Twisted Tea.
Shut up.
When you're at a pool.
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes like fucking Arizona iced tea.
Yes.
It's like a very sweet, sugary. I don't have a problem with it. It's like a summer drink.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Oh, I just typed in Twisted, and yeah. the first result is Twisted Tea video, which I would encourage, if you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to watch it. I want to know how much alcohol is in Twisted Tea.
I think it's like a standard, like, you know,
5%.
5%.
So it's like a heavy sugar, Twisted Tea. ABV, I've typed in 5%. So it's like a beer.
It's like a beer, and it tastes good, but it tastes real sweet. Yeah. So you wouldn't be but like, it's like, you know, to me, the claw, all these things.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a lot of it because it's too sweet. And
yes.
But I'd say my go-to would be like something like a Lagunitas.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not a beer snob. Like, I'm not opposed to.
Oh, me either.
You know, slumming it for this or that. And Twisted Tea, like, you know, whatever. We're going to be manly with drinking something by the pool. Oh, like, who gives a shit?
Oh, I drink it. I drink, you know, in the summertime, I go out to the pool. I'll get the seltzers. I've gotten into the craft seltzers because the claws and the Trulies, they have like that little bit of that Nutrasweet-y aftertaste. And there's some out there. There's one that, and the name escapes me, but it's really nice. It's really good. It's a little bit lower alcohol, but the flavors are good. And it's like not overly flavored. It's kind of like a Topo Chico, or just like a Pellegrino, you know. It's just, but with a little just hint there, and you could just sip it in the sun.
Cider too.
Oh, yeah. I fuck with a cider. It's just you can't do too many just because of the sugar factor. But yeah.
Right. But Twisted Tea, yeah. I mean, like, it's not the most macho.
Oh, I do it.
Thing, but like I gotta say, like I'm not opposed to it.
I do
it,
and I would, you know, I'm doing dry January because
you
posted a the Budweiser Clamato thing, and I was and I love the chiladas, so I love that.
You cannot love the Budweiser.
I haven't had that, and I admit I haven't had that one, and I wanted to taste it on the air, so I will do that once we get through January and I'm back on
this. I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, Bud's just getting into the wrong market here.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. There was something else I was going to say. I guess we'll just get into stories. And if I think of it, I think of it.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? I already guessed all the playoff teams. I'm very tuned into the world of sports. Hockey starting up soon. Baseball, the fucking stove is boiling hot in the hot stove. What's going on in the world of sports?
So we'll stay with the number one seed, the Chiefs. And this past weekend, Fox announcers Kevin Kugler and Brock Huard, they saw on camera Pat Mahomes throwing his trash into a garbage can.
Yeah.
And they effusively praised him, and Huard applauded Mahomes and said he didn't have to do that.
I mean, yes. You somebody should do – if there were an Instagram page that was just – and obviously things are different now with COVID where every guy has their own water bottle, but
– right.
If somebody could just get a picture of the floor of a major league dugout after a game.
It's all sticky.
They're spitting. They're just spitting their gum out. They're spitting seeds everywhere. They're filthy fucking animals in the first place. They hit a home run. You always got to get a glass of Gatorade after you hit the home run. So they hit the home run. They go get a sip of water, whatever. And then just throw the cup on the ground every time. So, yes, of course, it's normal to just put your trash in the trash, but also, like, he's an NFL player. They're probably used to just guys just dropping it on the ground.
Yeah, but, I mean,
I agree.
Where's the bar? We can't praise that. I mean, this is like the Chris Rock routine where people are getting praised for shit they're supposed to do. Right. Like, come on.
But how often you see, like, a guy rip his tape off his hands or whatever and just drop it there, you know? Like,
they don't think twice about it.
Yeah.
Jimbo Fisher pulled a hammy in an epic attempt to avoid a Gatorade bath. Most guys get caught by surprise with the Gatorade. Yeah,
I mean, Jimbo Fisher, he's like a rodent out there. He's got his eyes are so far apart. He's like a bunny.
The best way to sneak up on Jimbo Fisher is go right in front of his nose.
Exactly.
Like pop up right in front of his face. He's not going
to
see it.
They're ready to see predators. That's the point. That's why they put those eyes so far apart on those things, and also inbreeding. Jimbo Fisher, remember when he was at Florida State and he was bald, and then the next season he had a full head of hair, but also his wife was caught fucking a Florida
gator,
State.
Though, right? I think it might not have even been a guy from that school. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think she might have fucked a gator.
Wow. Is Tallahassee and Gainesville, are they close together?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I think something was going on. Maybe I'm wrong.
I remember it was a tennis player. She was getting railed by a tennis player while Coach Fisher, Jimbo, professional name, Jimbo, was he was out at work all day. That drives me crazy also, because the worst one though is Dabo Swinney, because his name is David, but he goes professionally, he goes by Dabo, which is Southern for Dat Boy, which I guess was a nickname of his. But like his LinkedIn page, assuming he has one, says Dabo when his name is fucking David. And he goes by Dabo. And also, he seems like a really big asshole, as do most college football coaches.
He's a jerk off. Yeah. Johnny Manziel is joining a spring football league where fans pick the plays.
Oh, it's like Madden.
Yeah. So it's going to be a halfback pass every play?
Yes. Yes. Or just wing it. Well, is it like one of those
reverse?
Is it like one of those things where you're, where they're like, okay, you're in a test group, you're in a focus group for this movie. So if you like a part, push the green button. And if you don't like a part, and then they just take the conglomeration of whether or the consensus where they're like, okay, most 61% picked, Hail Mary or seam route. Like,
you gotta throw fucking Hail Mary every play.
Yeah.
Or like when I was, I remember on my Nintendo, I'd play Nintendo Golf, and I would just get out the driver on the green sometimes.
Yeah, yeah,
because you can do that.
I think I don't play video games, but I think now that it's more realistic, you have to like kind of play normal, right?
Right, but yeah. I mean, maybe they're giving the fans two plays to pick from, and it's a sham,
right?
But that's. That is I don't know how much he – they don't get like the Jamarcus Russell money. Like how much did Manziel actually make? I know he was a rich kid already.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think – he was like the end of the first round or something. He wasn't like a high draft pick.
I think he was in the late teens. Maybe. Like he was
– Yeah. He got – and he hung around a couple years.
Yeah.
But he's got that family money. He's got like real family money. Like he was doing the money sign in college. You know, some guys, Jamel Holloway, you know, Tommy Frazier.
Does he have family money?
No, but I'm just saying some guys are just college guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, and also they were ahead of the game.
Jamel Holloway, I think, you know, had problems with the popo.
Oh, yeah.
But, I think Tommy Frazier, that's a failure of NFL. Like only now they're starting to figure out like we can do some crazy shit with these offenses. For the longest time, I mean, Michael Vick, he was so dynamic, and they brought him into Atlanta, and what's his name? Mora's son was like, we're going to teach him the West Coast offense. Well, why are we doing that?
Right.
That's not what he's going to do best.
Yeah, so, they didn't. Well, it was always NFL. You can't do that in the NFL. Defenses are too sophisticated. You can't.
The coaches all agreed. Yeah. All agreed. We're just going to do the same shit.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, it's time.
Oh, I'm not following along here. It's time for Now Sports. Now Sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Now Sports. Now Sports. Now Sports. Now Sports. Ed, what's going on in the non-sports world?
Well, real quick, because these people will not make the in memoriam next year or at the end of this year.
Yeah.
RIP, although she technically did die this year. But she was dead, then she wasn't. Tanya Roberts, she was the last Roger Moore Bond girl, and he looked like her grandfather. She was maybe on one of the later Charlie's Angels seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And that 70s show, she was beautiful.
Yeah, she was, and she died, and then they're like, oh, no, actually the publicist got it wrong. She didn't die, and then she did die after that?
Yeah.
And then you pointed out to me, you're like, what's up with the husband? And the husband is this skanky looking dude.
My buddy said he looks like he can only work at a pawn shop.
Yes. Yes. I can see that for sure. He's got the Simon Monjack, the
husband of Brittany Murphy vibes to him. Like yeah. he's killed this woman for her Charlie's Angels money. Yeah, that's all there is to it.
And she was like a beautiful older lady, and he looks like a bag of shit.
Yeah,
like literal bag of shit.
Yeah, he's real disgusting.
We also lost Shabadoo, who was the dancer Ozone from Electric Boogaloo in the Breakin' movies.
I only knew him as Ozone, and also if his real name was Shabadoo, why are we going with Ozone?
Yeah, I think that was his character. I think Shabadoo, like when he left home, he's like, I'm going to be Shabadoo.
Oh, right, right.
And then the character in the movie, because we got to stick to the script with Breaking and Breaking 2.
Right, I'm just saying, like, if you've written the script and the dude's called Ozone and then you cast a guy whose name is Shabadoo, you just go in and do that word replace thing where all the ozones get changed to Shabadoo and you're better for it.
Control F.
Yes, that's what it is. Control F.
Or Command F.
Yes.
Command F. And then you switch and replace.
Right.
MF Doom, kind of a underground rapper.
Yes, go ahead.
Metalface.
Metalface. He's a super villain.
He wore a mask.
Yeah, he wore a mask. Yeah. He was my son's favorite rapper. And I don't.
He was pretty cool. Like, but I only kind of, you know, anytime I bring up rap, there's always like two different people tweeting at me. And it's like, I'm just kind of a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on it shit. Yeah. But like, people get like real. When you talk about music, they get very passionate. Like, you're in their lane. And I'm not in anybody's lane.
This isn't a music show. We're not professing to be experts here. I didn't know. I mean, I knew of MF Doom. I knew he was my son's favorite rapper. And then he died and my son was super bummed out about it. So I spent the whole weekend listening to MF Doom. And I think MF Doom might be my favorite rapper. The guy was fucking awesome.
He kind of reminds me of the GZA, the way lyrical flow.
Yes,
he kind of is like that. He was a little bit silly.
Yes,
he was
self deprecating. He wasn't flexing.
Cool. He was a cool guy.
But he was, or when he would flex, he would flex in a a self deprecating way.
Yeah,
in
silly,
a funny way.
Like fun. Yeah, he was pretty cool. I'm not a super fan, but I remember, you know, being kind of pumped. And it was one of those things that, like, he died on Halloween.
Yeah.
And his wife just revealed on New Year's Eve. But yeah, he died 2 months ago.
He was very private. You know?
Nobody knew shit about him.
Yeah, no one knew. He was British, but he grew up in New York. He came from England when he was, like, a small child. And then, like, 10 years ago, he was touring in Europe and his visa expired. And they wouldn't let him back into the fucking United States. He never came back.
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
One thing I learned, you know, I knew this rapper at the time. He was the non-third base guy on the Gas Phase. He was the young black guy.
Yep.
I didn't know. I realized that was MF Doom.
I didn't know that till after he died either. I feel like I really missed the boat on MF Doom. He's fucking awesome. And it's a real tragedy. R.I.P. MF Doom. Yeah.
Sad.
Metalface.
And then this is somebody who was older, and I feel like we had heard some DWIs, but a famous legendary figure from everybody's childhood who watched reruns, Dawn Wells, aka Marianne.
Yeah. And, you know, it's RIP, of course, Dawn Wells.
And she died of COVID.
Yeah.
She was a COVID.
Yes. RIP. And, you know, later down the road, people, and no disrespect to Marianne, but a lot of people were like, hey, Marianne or Ginger. And it became very cool to say, oh, Marianne. Oh, I'd fuck Marianne. Marianne, get the fuck out of here with that.
I saw Gilligan's Island like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, you know, all right, was I a little bit off? Because I always thought Ginger was like the clear-cut favorite. And then you see it and you're like, yeah, she's the clear-cut favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's not close. I mean, Marianne was very cute.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I would be amorous with both of them, but given the choice,
this is not a choice.
Ginger's a fucking movie star. Are you fucking kidding me? You're taking some farm girl over a movie star?
A really sad thing. I read there was a headline like, oh, Ginger shares her, you know, her thoughts. Or whatever, Tina Louise shares her thoughts. And it was very nice. She said she's as nice as you'd think she was. She was always nice, blah, blah, blah. And it said Tina Louise requested that we don't share her age. And I was thinking, how sad is it that you are? I mean, what is it? 60 years since that show was on?
Of course.
And like all the first thing I did is just open a new tab. Tina Louise age, 86. Go back to the article. But, you know, if you're 86, you cannot be worried about your age at this point.
It's true. But it's a whole stigma with women where they're not allowed to get
it's
old.
It's a stigma with women when you're 52 and you're trying to get jobs. But 86, you are either going to play Ginger or you're going to play somebody's great grandmother.
Yeah, but it's all I'm saying is that it's ingrained. Like it's of course not. You're an older woman and there's nothing wrong with that. But there's nothing wrong with being 50. There's nothing wrong with being 52, but it's a Hollywood thing.
COVID denier,
an Australia thing, I heard.
Oh. Mm-hmm. COVID denier, Dr. Drew.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. Got the vid.
No big deal, but he got it. Yeah. And then I fear this could be our first one on the board for 2021.
Yeah.
Larry King's in the hospital with it.
He's not. He hasn't gotten out yet.
I don't believe – I haven't read that he got out, but I read he was in.
He's
not a good sign.
Well, also, Larry, I think he's about Tina Louise's age, 86 or so. But also, Larry has some serious needs.
The dude gets after it.
He gets after it, and I can only imagine that that's the way – he got it. Much like,
do you think he went to Naughty Nolans, that sex party we talked about in the year end recap?
I feel like he was playing it safe. I'm sure he probably imports, but it was probably a situation where, much like Mildred Baena she was just the housekeeper. You know,
she was just folding the towels.
Yeah, she didn't know, and then one day Arnie. He comes out of the shower, and Arnie, he's Austrian. He's fucking hopped up on testosterone.
Right.
He needed to fuck that minute. Yeah, he might have died if he didn't get it out. He had all that poison in him, all that Austrian poison. He needed to shoot a big German load, and Mildred was right there, and she gets knocked up. And now he's got that beautiful son, Joseph, that he seems to have a very strong relationship with, which is nice. But Larry, the same way. I wouldn't be surprised if his vid was help related, help contracted, where he's just sitting at home. He's trying to do the right thing in LA and somebody's there and Larry's got to do what Larry's got to do.
On the ESPN ticker just now, it said Tommy Lasorda, 93, released from the hospital for the first time in 7 months.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that guy, I thought he was definitely gone.
Yeah, Tommy's one of those guys where he really turns it on for the camera. I met him one time outside of a game, and it was in 96 after he had a heart attack, and so they kind of like force retired him, but he would show up and like wave to the crowd, and we were walking in a little late and because we'd been drinking a 12-pack of Keystone in the parking lot, and we come walking in and Tommy's there waiting for his wife to pull the car around. And I was like, hey, Tommy, what's up, buddy? Good to see you. Glad to see you back on your feet. And I went to shake his hand. Ed.
Yeah.
He gave me the dead fish.
I told you, Newt Gingrich gave me the dead fish.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I got forced onto one of those handshake lines. I wouldn't have shaken that piece of shit's hand.
Yeah.
Well, the one time I saw him was in a restaurant in New Orleans, and he was fucking ossified.
Oh yeah,
he was.
Sounds about right.
He was barely standing up, and it was the days of the shitty cell phone cameras. We were a couple years from like an iPhone.
Yeah,
and so I was like, take my picture to my buddy as we're leaving with Tommy Lasorda, and he smelled like fucking like a distillery, and. And of course, it was just this blurry mess of a photo, and all my buddies—they were all taken off. And I was like, "All right, that was my shot."
Yeah, as the biggest Dodgers fan in the world, I can say this confidently: Tommy Lasorda, pretty big piece of shit.
Especially what he did with his son and
Scooter,
and the dude who invented the high five,
right?
Glenn Burke, right? Mm-hmm. Conspiracy theorist, pharmacist, sabotages hundreds of doses of the COVID vaccine.
You know, you got to be pretty smart to be a pharmacist.
I thought so.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You know, I think we brought this up.
Conspiracy theorist means you're stupid.
Right. You're real dumb. I think I brought this up one time on the show. The QAnon conspiracy is that the Democrats, they steal and murder children so they can drink their blood to stay young. Or they make some kind of hormone, these kids, and it's in their blood and they got it. And I'm obviously just like kind of not 100% clear on the details, right. But
in
that's the gist
of it.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. They're pedophiles and they like to fuck kids and drink their blood to stay young. And to which I ask, have you seen Bill Clinton lately?
Yeah, yeah.
This looks like shit.
Yeah. And also they throw in some real randos. Like, well, doesn't everybody love Tom Hanks? Why is he in there?
I know.
So, I understand where you could say, well, we hate Hillary and we hate Nancy Pelosi. Like, Tom Hanks?
No, he's
fucking treasure. We don't include him with bad stuff.
He's delightful, Tom Hanks. But it's also
– every interview is a delight.
But
come on.
Hollywood people also like to rape kids and drink their blood. So that's how Tom Hanks gets thrown in. And also I saw recently that the QAnon people think that John F. JFK Jr. faked his own death, and he's the source of all this information about the blood drinkers.
Floating? Yes. Remember the picture that this is him today? It's like, no, that guy was beautiful, and the guy you're showing is not him.
He's ugly. They're like, this is John F. Kennedy Jr. in disguise, and you couldn't. Someone as beautiful as John F. Kennedy Jr., you could not disguise to make that ugly.
Yeah, even if he put on 80 pounds, he'd still be like a good-looking, chunkier guy.
Yes.
He wouldn't – this guy looked like shit.
Yeah. It was – it's just – it doesn't really stand up to scrutiny is all I'm saying, but it's – you go ahead and go with it, guys.
A Tennessee mom left her baby in the car so she could party on New Year's Eve.
Happens. You know?
Babysitters are in short supply these days.
Also, everything's closed.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
And really, there couldn't be I've been to plenty of them, but there couldn't be a more overhyped party night than New Year's Eve.
Of course.
Like, come on.
It's
not worth going to jail, losing your kid over, killing your kid. There's a lot of downside. And what is the upside? The best New Year's Eve I ever had.
Yeah.
It's not worth those downside things.
Yeah. It actually is always a bummer, New Year's Eve. It's not a super.
And you feel pressure for it to be something.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
A British man got drunk and legally changed his name to Celine Dion.
It's no different. Have you taken a look at Celine Dion lately?
No.
So my girl needs some of that adrenochrome. She needs to get on whatever Hillary Clinton's doing. She needs to murder a couple kids and drink their blood. That's all I'll say. Hey, changing your name to Celine Dion is not any different than changing your name to Giancarlo Stanton. It's no big deal, right?
Yeah, or George or whatever that guy,
right.
My buddy's friend.
Julio. Yes, I agree.
An Indonesian nurse was suspended after stripping off PPE to have sex with a COVID patient.
Brian. Yes.
Do you think this nurse was a male nurse or a female nurse?
Well, hold on. Did the patient end up murdered at the end? Because male nurse is a lot like a male babysitter. It's just they're mostly fine, but it's just kind of not worth the risk because. Right.
Kind of what I was saying about New Year's Eve parties.
Right. It's like one in 100 male nurses is an angel of death style mercy killer. And you just don't want to take your chances there.
Yeah. So, it was a dude.
Oh, because the porno version of the story had it definitely being a chick. I've seen that porno where the female doctor comes in and she's got her big fake tits out and she's like, oh, I see what the problem is. It's this big hard cock.
We're gonna do something about this.
I've seen it a million times. This thing needs to be drained, and it's luckily it's my specialty. So let me help you out with that. But that's apparently not what happened. And also, Indonesian nurse, like, are there Indonesian hospitals? Come on. Possible.
Jakarta.
Right.
So we've known that dolphins are, you know, they'll rape, they'll do, they're rough. Cause they're kind of like humans, you know, they're assholes out there.
Yeah.
But now we find out from a study, octopuses are the ocean thugs. They just punch fish out of spite.
Yeah. Look, I got suckered into watching that octopus, my octopus friend on Netflix. Everyone's like, oh my God, you got to watch. It's so inspiring. This guy's befriends this octopus and visits him every day. And I watched the first 10 minutes and I'm like, oh, he's trying to fuck this octopus. Like, I never saw it.
Sounds, when you described it, I was thinking, so he's going to fuck the octopus.
Yeah, he definitely, and I didn't get to the end, but I think eventually the octopus, because there's a lot of little sharks around there, and he had to save it one time, I think. I feel like the octopus gets murked at some point in the movie, which, not to spoil it, I didn't get that far, because I was worried he was eventually going to fuck it, because he was definitely in love with it.
Yeah, you don't need to watch that part. It seems like you've got enough.
Right. Octopuses, though, are fucking awesome. They're weird little aliens. They change colors. They're smart. They regrow their limbs. They like, one of their limbs has a cock in it. The male ones, they're super weird.
One of the tentacles has
a dong. They might have multiple cocks in their tentacles. I don't even know. They're super smart. And it's those fish had it coming.
Yeah, fish are kind of assholes.
Oh yeah, you ever been in a lake? And you're like, what the fuck is that? And it's some stupid fucking fish like trying to bite your toes or something.
Yeah,
disgusting.
True.
Disgusting.
Fuck fish. So I guess now it's just an annual thing, because for the third year in a row, Kevin Spacey posted a Christmas video where he was offering advice and telling people it gets better.
Was he doing the voice from that show where he was the president?
I don't know. I didn't watch. But
in one, he was doing that. He's like, hello. He's like doing a southern accent. And he's like, I'm the president.
He's just unhinged.
Yeah, he's so weird. And he's got that. He's a great fucking actor, by the way. But that's because he's a maniac. Yeah. But and then he's also got the toupee on, which is like real. Yeah. You know, it's fine. I'm pro you looking however you want to look. But when I see it and I recognize it, it's hard for me to look away from.
Right. And also, it's just when somebody, with Piven, with these people that were rapidly losing hair in the 80s, it's just weird. tough to accept.
Speaking of that, possible show note in discussions for a Cobra Kai review on next week's show with some special guests. That said, there's not a single adult on that show, male, that's not wearing a hairpiece, and it is a little off-putting.
So the first viral sensation of the year was this guy Bean Dad.
Yeah.
He had a hungry 9-year-old girl.
Jesus Christ.
Wanting a can of baked beans.
Is it the depression?
Yeah, were they on a boxcar?
Yeah.
What? I mean, he just turned 11, but like, if any of my kids at 9 years old, if I gave them 500 things for them to bring to me and say, I want to eat this, baked beans are not making the list.
And he was like, I couldn't get through it because it was so self-indulgent.
He was so proud of himself.
It was a thread. And it was like, he didn't feed his kid for 6 hours because his daughter, who's 9, doesn't know how to use a can opener. I go off on this often. The can opener technology that we are dealing with these days, like this fucking Elon Musk, he can make a silent electric car and shoot it into fucking space. Meanwhile, I'm still using the can opener my fucking grandma had in the 50s.
Well, so I use an electric can opener.
Do you? That's pretty badass. Yeah.
It sounds like it's a machine made in the 50s.
Yeah, they're loud.
We got to do better than
of
this.
Of course. Ice makers and can openers are fucking garbage.
So fucking and loud.
I got a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. Neither of them have any fucking clue how to use a can opener, okay? And I'm not going to fucking teach them. And if they want but they can make themselves. They can, like, boil some noodles and, you know, there's shit for them to eat. They're not going to go hungry. But I'm not going to fucking teach them a lesson by making them eat baked fucking beans. Like this, like
that's already a weird thing. But like, your kid has needs, and your parenting method is like, we'll just figure it out. Well, you're not a fucking frontiersman. Like we can evolve as a society, including with our parenting.
Yes.
Well, you know, back in the day, you just had to figure it out. Like, well, we don't have to figure it out. Mm. You can tell them, okay, this is how a can opener works. You really want these fucking beans?
Yes.
You're gonna be farting up in my house.
Right. Disgusting.
But, you know, disgusting. If you really want these beans, this is how it works.
Yeah.
My kids don't know how to use a can opener.
Of course not.
But if they needed to, I would say this is how it works. Yeah. And then, you know, if it's happening every day, I'd be like, all right, learn yourself at this point.
Yeah.
But
show him.
He's just not showing her.
Yeah. My daughter turned 16 and she wanted to take the car. And she's like, I don't know how to drive this car. And I'm like, well, you better fucking figure it out, you little fucking bitch. Like what are we teaching? I guess this guy was some guy on Twitter. I don't know him, but then they tweet mined him, and there was a lot of like just unfortunate like anti-Semitic like jokes.
No,
like
boy.
Anti-Semitic, like
jokes.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Bean Dad, and I don't care.
Yeah, well, I just hope he continues to take a beating.
Yes, I think he had to pull the ripcord.
Well, he apologized today.
Yeah.
A Staten Island man cut off his penis and flushed it down the toilet, and his 50-year-old roommate called it in. and the medics got there. They were able to find a testicle in the bathroom. But the penis was not found.
Now, tell me, like, Staten Island is like the Kentucky of like the boroughs, like
it's distant. Like I've gone to some funerals there for like coworkers and stuff.
Yeah,
it's very kind of standard looking row houses, but it's this whole weird mentality where it's like either, I mean, to make some real generalizations, you've got Wu-Tang Clan, like the environment they grew up in, and you've got a bunch of angry Italian guys in row houses.
I believe the Jersey Shore people are all Staten Islanders.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I think I've heard that. Well, RIP this guy's dick. Although, let's have a long conversation with his roommate. Like this is, I don't feel like we're getting the whole story here.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, you know, there must've been a heated argument that led to a man taking off turning himself into a eunuch. But it's, safe to say there's a mental illness and or substances at play here.
Yeah.
It's not a move. I mean, people can be dramatic, but it's kind of a little bit too far of a move of somebody doing something dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Somebody's like, found it. Oh, you found the dick? No. Found a testicle.
Yeah. Because you're really going. Because the cutting a dick off is one thing. The dick is separate from the balls. To really do the balls, you gotta really want it.
Hack.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, it's not going to be a good rest of life for him.
Yeah.
Somebody posted Mike Pence was in a restaurant. He tipped $5 on a $45 restaurant bill.
Is anybody surprised? Well, that restaurant worker who's working in a COVID situation should pull themselves up by the bootstraps and get a better job.
That's right.
They want a bigger tip than $5 on a $45 tab. I saw, I think it was on New Year's Eve, my son alerted me that, hey, look, this guy also does sell some reverse mortgages and shit. So, and he does really grease up the hair, but he also was maybe caught like stealing water to water his avocado groves a few years ago. Of course, I'm talking about American hero and former USC volleyball player, Tom Selleck.
Oh.
My son alerted me and he's like, hey dad, you know that guy Magnum you like? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, he tipped $2,020 on his New Year's Eve dinner tab.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's 2020.
Right. And he's having fun with it.
Yeah. That's a guy. It's got some wealth. He probably had some red wines. He's in his 70s. Used to be fucking Magnum. Now he's on some cop show.
But I bet he has made a gazillion dollars because I think it's still going. Like, he's on a CBS show for
Blue Bloods.
10, 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's probably made five times more on that than he made on Magnum.
Right. Right.
What a fucking legend, though.
A legend.
What a legend. What a legend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to respect the honor this guy.
Of course.
This is a story that I think was from October, but I just pull up different articles on my phone and then I go through my tabs and I must have missed it for a couple months.
Yeah.
Indian doctor duped into buying Aladdin's lamp for $93,000. Then he's not too pleased because it didn't bring him the kind of luck he was hoping.
He's so Indian doctor. You mean United States cab driver or?
I think a doctor operating in India. Because,
in India. Gotcha. Gotcha.
I mean, Louis C.K. had a pretty good routine about, like, you know, sometimes racial assumptions are actually a positive. Like, when you get an Indian doctor, you feel a lot better than if you got some, like, clown guy being like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Well, anybody that's listened to the Dr. Death podcast, you couldn't really, and I don't mean to stereotype here, you really couldn't picture an Indian guy doing cocaine all night before coming in and operating on your neck with digging tools. Like, that's an Indian doctor. I don't think there's ever been an Indian doctor that's done that.
Well, how about, I mean, this is a doctor in India. How about all of the patients he's treated for whatever reason over the years? You got to be like, holy shit, I'm driving blind here. I need to get like a full medical checkup because everything he could have done is a lie. If somebody believes in an Aladdin lamp.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, it's true.
He's like, oh, you're cancer free.
Right.
Yeah. Did you wish that on a lamp? Like, what's going on? Yeah. What were you doing?
And also, like, Aladdin's lamp, that's like a Disney thing, right? Like, that's not. Is that like a real?
I think Disney. No, the Arabian Nights, like the.
Okay. The magic carpet thing.
I do believe Bugs Bunny. There's a Bugs Bunny Arabian Nights kind of special, and I think there was an Aladdin situation there too before the Robin Williams movie.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, fair enough.
Finally, and this is a huge story right now. Instagram influencers Sasha Benz and Jessica Hart are feuding after they both named their babies Baby.
Wow. Are they friends?
It said they were friends, but now this would probably be what, frenemy or maybe just straight up enemy.
Yeah, mommy influencers feud. I'm just I mean, it is I would say it's a pretty unique name. But I guess the one is probably saying the other one should have known. Because I mean,
that person's eventually going to be like 37. One of them's a boy, I think.
Oh, right. Well, I mean,
Baby Driver, like, that was a fun little movie.
Good movie.
Good movie, but with Kevin Spacey.
Right.
That That was like his final movie.
Yeah. They replaced him in that J. Paul Getty movie with Christopher Plummer. They reshot all his scenes.
And the best part of that movie was Plummer. He was great in it.
He's a great actor.
But, you know, there's going to be a 37-year-old man, fictional character.
Named Baby.
Yeah,
I mean, I assumed when I was watching Baby Driver – and Baby Driver is one of those movies that's so divisive. Like, people really –
People hate it.
They hate Baby Driver. Yeah.
I thought it was a very fun movie. Cool music. Everything was synced up to music. It was fun.
I thought I liked it, but it wasn't like – it wasn't like an important movie, but it was a good – it was a popcorn movie. It's a good movie.
No, but yeah, fun chase. I mean, I like chase scenes.
Yeah, there's tons. Yeah. John Hamm's in there. Your guy, Jamie Foxx.
And the two women in that movie are great. I love the waitress – girl who's now with McNulty, I read.
Well, McNulty's married, Ed.
He's rumored to be like, he was like in Greece with her.
They shot a movie together where she played his daughter, and McNulty.
Yeah, we talked about it.
McNulty had to do like one of those Madeleine McCann press conferences with his wife out front of their like.
Always a good sign.
Right? Where he's like, hey, we're married. It's good. I'm definitely not fucking the girl that played my daughter in a movie. When I was watching Baby Driver and they kept calling him Baby, I didn't assume his given name was Baby.
I mean, maybe it was just a nickname from his mom, but yeah, he was Baby the entire movie.
And when he
went on the date with her and he's like, hi, I'm Baby.
Yeah, exactly. Like I thought it was kind of like when I get drunk and I start calling the bartender Baby and it's a dude. Hey, baby, can I get another one of those over here, baby? I just thought it was like one of those things that just people said, you know, it's like I didn't think it was his real name. I didn't know people named their babies Baby. What happens when they're not? Do they go, hey, preteen? Does it just like evolve?
Hey, octogenarian. What's up, buddy?
One of them is called Baby, B-A-Y-B-I.
Is that the one whose mom is the one who looks like Leon Spinks with the giant gap?
I don't know. Hold on.
One of those influencers.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, she's doing it in Long Island.
Right. I think these chicks might be Aussie. Let me be clear.
One was living on Long Island.
Instagram personalities, Jessica Hart and Sasha Benz. Those don't even sound like real names. Have been worrying over whose baby is really baby. Daughter. Oh, 3 years ago. The baby, the female baby, B-A-Y-B-I, was born 3 years ago. So it's like, if you knew, well, it'd be like Kim Kardashian. I think one of her kids I know is called North. I think one might also be called West. No, that's their last name.
No, Northwest is the...
Yeah, one's called North. So if you, like no one else is naming their kid North, especially somebody that's, like, within the same... in the same world. Right. Like, someone else with a reality show isn't going to call their kid North once somebody else has done it. So I kind of side with the Leon Spinks chick because I think hers was that first. But also imagine like this is what you got to worry about. Like people are starving and they're not like people can't leave the house. Their fucking businesses are closing. I saw locally this guy that owns this sort of like seafood takeout restaurant chain is like feeding other people that work at restaurants. People are standing in line for fucking food. Read the fucking room. First of all, you're the kind of person that would name your baby Baby, and the fucking world is collapsing around us, and you guys are having your press people argue about this because you show your fucking ass on Instagram. Get the fuck out. Fuck both of them.
I didn't know much about influencers until I watched the Fire Fest.
Oh yeah,
documentary. Yeah, they're profiling these people, and they are really feeling themselves.
The only way that Fire Fest could have been better is if the actual island caught on fire while all those people were on it.
It goes Lord of the Flies, and you got to see those people fight it out.
Even better. Yes, one is Australian,
but the Australian one's like beautiful, and the other one Leon Spinks.
I would say they're both beautiful. If she just, I would say the Leon Spinks one is prettier. It's just she's got a big gap in her teeth. I'm only looking. I mean, they're both pretty.
I'm not saying you have to have perfect teeth.
I agree. Yeah,
but it's jarring.
It's easy. It's a pretty easy fix these days.
Right, they got Invisalign. Actually, yeah, she is beautiful. She's just
very pretty. Yeah,
she probably shouldn't have quite such a toothy smile.
It is the naming of a kid. You know, like my kids at their school. There's like.
You told me there's a lot of Y's thrown in where there should be I's.
Yeah, there's like I can't say them because I'm afraid people will hear. And there's just a lot of like the same names, a lot of like this very, you know, like certain names hit at a time and just everybody named their kid that. So it's like you want to have a different name. My sister just had a baby and she was really going back and forth on the name. And then
she didn't name it baby, right?
No, she didn't name it. No, I don't think that was in the mix, but I'm going to send her this link now because even though the baby was born like a week ago. And it's named. It has a name. They've debuted the name. And I keep sending ideas for the name via text. And she's like, I fucking hate you. Shut the fuck up. Like, why do you keep doing this? What is wrong with you? Are you okay? Like, she really doesn't like it. So now I'm going to send her this link and be like, what about baby for the name? She's going to get mad about that too. All right. That was pretty good. Possible.
Yeah, we could have some
programming note. I have one. So a couple guys, namely Reality Steve, buddy of ours, big star, and Jay Stu, they have been hitting us up to talk about Cobra Kai on the show ever since it came out the first season on YouTube. And then last week it was coming out on New Year's Eve and friend of the show, Reality Steve, texts me and he's like, it's coming out tonight. I'm going to watch the whole thing as soon as it comes out. And then the next day he's like, okay, you got to watch it. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to watch it. So then I watched the whole first season. I liked it. I don't want to talk too much about it because we're going to do a show about it. And then I'm partway through the second season. I'll have the whole thing done by the weekend.
Yeah, I'll knock it out too. I think I finished the first season.
Yeah. So then I text Jay Stu and Reality Steve, and these guys have literally been texting me this regularly for 2 years. I text him, I go, are you guys available next Tuesday night to talk about Cobra Kai on the podcast? Jay Stu has still yet to reply. This was like 9 hours ago. Reality Steve responds something like, I could probably do that or something like that. He's been bugging me for 2.5 years to talk about the show.
Right. Now he's making it seem like he's doing you a favor.
Yeah, and now he's like, I could probably make myself available. I'm like, dude, you're the one. He of course has been with us for all three Karate Kids. He's basically our Karate Kid correspondent.
Yeah. He's Mr. Karate Kid.
Yeah. He's got, we did Karate Kid 1, of course, the Karate Kid. We did part 2, the Okinawa one.
Okinawa.
Where there was some vegetable weighing treachery happening.
Skullduggery.
Yes. Then we did part 3 where Terry Silver, he was.
Oh, Karate's bad boy.
And yeah, Mike Barnes. Mike Barnes. Terry Silver was like he was a war buddy of.
And he convinced Daniel-san to just beat the shit out of himself.
Yeah. That's right. Also, they did rappelling in that one. I had never seen part 3 until we did it on the show. They had to rappel to plant the bonsai, and it's very happy to see the bonsai makes a prominent return in Cobra Kai. So look for that next week, Cobra Kai with some special guests. As far as this week, we're done. For Ed Daily, my name is Brian Becker. This has been episode 353 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. See you next week.
LS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcasts getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.
Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us, TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.